Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klimchuk moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar misplays the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Klimchuk scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Tovar scores. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison bunts towards third. Clem Chalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Klimchuk reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klimchuk moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick juggles the ball. That's an error on Renick. Klimchuk scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Twins. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Renick strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Leon moves to third. Fuller moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon scores. Fuller scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Uhlander reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Dean Chance. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Cottenau pitching. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown pinch hits for Luke Limchuk. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Frank Baker. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Duke Sims. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Larry Brown now playing third base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Ken Suarez now catching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Allison strikes out. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Stan Williams. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Olander moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Rod Carew now playing second base. John Roseboro now catching. Cesar Tovar now playing center field. Teddy Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.